three food stories for you.
Good.
Okay. Story number one, I don't know if you saw this, but they want Jeff Bezos to buy and eat the Mona Lisa.
I hate people with keyboards.
They started a change.org petition to raise money so that Jeff Bezos, or not to raise money, but like, you know, to raise awareness or to get people to beg him enough, if enough people beg him to buy and eat the Mona Lisa.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's doing really well. It has thousands of signatures. Apparently, there's a lot of people that want to see the Mona Lisa be eaten.
By Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
that's thousands of morons that have nothing to do but go on Reddit.
Okay. Second story is, I don't know if you saw this one. This was kind of interesting. The Burger King dad, you see this one?
Mm-mm.
So a dad had posted that he was really, really proud of his son, who's 14 years old, who works every day at Burger King. And I think when you're 14, you're allowed to work, I don't know, you probably know, 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, whatever it is. And the kid works every single day at Burger King. And people, this blew up on social media. It was either that's a great lesson, it's so good that at 14 he's earning his own money and learning responsibility. Other people were like, let the kid be 14. Let him have a summer. Like, he's going to be working his whole life. Like, 14, come on, every day?
No, make them work. If they can get a job at 14, and there are some states you got to be 16 to get a job. So that must be a state where you can hire a 14-year-old. But no, kids feel a sense of that's my money.
Right.
That's a sense that you can't put in just any kid's head. So the kid knows that they can buy their own things. They're making their own money. They love it. So, no, let them do it.
Yeah, see, I don't like the debate of let the kid be 14, let him have a summer versus no, he should work. You know what? There is no should. If it's right for this kid, if this kid feels like he wants, no one's forcing him. His father wasn't like, that's it, you're getting a job. He was like, I want to get a job. I want to work. They're hiring at Burger King. I can work there 3 days a week. I can work there 7 days a week, whatever I want. This kid chose that. He wants to do that. So if that's what the kid wants, I don't see what the problem is. You know, other people saying a kid should be a kid. Well, he's still a kid. He's a kid working at Burger King. You know, he's not running a Fortune 500 company. He's working at Burger King.
I had two jobs at 13. Not one. I had two.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I wanted my own money and my parents were cheap and didn't give me money. So if I wanted to take a girl out or hang out with my buddies or play video games or whatever, I had to spend my own money or steal 20 bucks from my mom's purse like you do.
Yeah, right. In New York, I think the working age was 16. Mm. So I borrowed a friend's sister's ID and I got a fake ID so I can get a job. And I was working.
Not to get drunk.
No, because I wanted, there was a clothing store in my neighborhood. I wanted to work there. And there was a grocery store in my neighborhood. And both of those places were hiring and they were paying pretty well. And it was the summer and had nothing to do. And it was like hang out with the parents. Most of my friends were either like working or at camp or with their families. You know, as an only child, summers are boring and they're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two jobs. I was working at the clothing store on some days, and I was working at the grocery store the other days with my fake ID.
And look at our job ethic now compared to everybody else. We have a different type of job ethic than most people do.
Yeah. There's not a lot of things you and I agree on, but the job, the work ethic thing, you and I always agree on that. Yeah. Like we're worker bees.
No, we've done this show and we've missed 3 days, and one was Christmas.
Right.
And one was because you had something going on the next day. And one was I had an accident. That's the only time we've missed this show.
Right. That's true.
We did it on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, which was your birthday.
Yeah. We work every holiday. Every holiday, every birthday. It's a really good point. Yep. So I said I had three food stories for you. Here's the third food story. Now, this is less food and more about eating. So just in the way that Jeff Bezos, they want him to buy and eat the Mona Lisa, this is sort of in that way that I'm calling it food. I don't know if you saw this, but DC pulled a scene from the next episode, the next season of Harley Quinn, where Batman is having oral sex with Catwoman, saying, heroes don't do that. Heroes don't, I'm sorry, eat pussy. Hero, that's the food. That's the food link. That Batman, they would not let Batman go down on Catwoman. And they made a statement about it and said that. So, of course, you know, Twitter was like, no, that's literally what heroes do. Like, a guy is a hero who does that.
I'm sorry. Leave that out of cartoons. Do you really have to put that in a cartoon? Have we ran out of ideas as a comic book generation? That's the only place. Where can we take, what can Batman do now? That's the only thing we can think of. Seriously.
No, but they're trying to make it more adult and more mature. And Batman and Catwoman, if they're going to have, listen, if they're going to show them having cartoon. Sex. I know, but if they're going to show them having sex and he is not a giving lover, you know, and of course everybody was like, wait, of course he eats. Of course he goes down, because that's why he has the mask that covers everything except his mouth.
Good point.
And I was like, that's what those ears are for. They're handles. Those little pointy ears. That's what they're there for.
It's a cartoon. I mean, stop it. Leave the cartoon. Look, know your audience. Your audience is 12-year-old boys.
Oh, yeah, who don't know anything about sex and don't care about sex. Right. That's the perfect audience. That's a great age to teach the lesson of being a giving lover if you're a straight cis male.
Leave cartoons alone. If you're going to do that, do a porn. Do a Batman porn and have cheesy music, but leave freaking cartoons alone.
No, I'm all for it. And look, if you look at, look, Bruce Wayne is into cosplay. He wears a cape and the uniform and the cod, that's cosplay. And with all those gadgets, you know he's got a drawer full of toys in his bedroom. That guy goes down. Don't try to tell me that Batman is not into cunnilingus.
I have a problem with 40-year-old men drawing cartoons, having oral sex. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a cartoon. Once and for all, there are rules when you fly in an airplane. Mm-hmm. There are rules of who gets what armrest in the row.
Okay.
And finally, we have something that people can see and they can understand. And this is brilliant.
Ooh.
If you are the window seat, you get one armrest.
Okay.
If you're the middle seat, you have both armrests.
Because it sucks being in the middle seat.
Because the middle seat sucks. Okay. So at least you can have both armrests. And mm-hmm. if you're on the aisle seat, you can have the left armrest. These are great rules. Every time I would fly in the middle seat, both the son of a bitches on either side would take the armrest. So then you got to sit there like this the whole time with your arms crawled up.
Right.
So you know, this should be on every airplane. The minute you walk in, should be on the back of the seat.
You know why this is an important thing to do? Because people are flying again and they're anxious. And I guess you've seen that every day there's another video of somebody else having a fight, either with someone else who didn't wear a mask or who did wear a mask or is being rude, or they're yelling at the flight attendant. There's so much tension in the air that airlines are no longer serving alcohol. Mm-hmm. They've all started one by one pulling the privilege of no more alcohol on planes, because you're already hostile. We're not going to get you drunk and hostile. So I think they need to. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, this is one of those things that people are super immature when they get on a plane. It's like, you could be a business person. You could be the CFO of a company. You could be in charge of 500 people. The minute you get on the plane, you're 10 years old and my seat and my this and get out of my way. And it's amazing how the minute someone gets on an airplane, they immediately check their brain at the door and go into like infant mode.
Well, my problem is with drinking, with having any drink on an airplane. You can't go 3 hours and not drink.
Well, a lot of people are anxious and they're afraid to fly.
Then drink before you get on the airplane. There are bars in the airport for a reason. But right. You can go 2 hours on a flight and not have whiskey. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're only going 2 hours, what if you're flying 15 hours to Hong Kong?
Well, I think they have different rules then if you're right. 15 hours. But for somebody like you, you couldn't go 2 hours without eating.
No. I shouldn't, nor should I. You don't want, believe me, you don't see, and that's the opposite. You don't want me hungry because I get hangry. Mm-hmm. So you want me with constant food. So lots of food, keep us fed and happy and fat and full of carbs, but no alcohol. That's a good idea.